Hello and welcome, everybody. This is Kendi Foster. I want to welcome you to the Voices of Courage show today. You know, most people are not satisfied with the way the world is today. There's differences, there's conflicts, there's unhealthy competition, there's winning is everything, there's a lot of divisiveness in the world. You know, profit for profit's sake. I can go on and on here, right? There's, you know, there's poverty, wars, starvation. There's a lot of things happening in the world. But what can you do? What can you do to make a difference, to really make a difference? Haven't you asked yourself that question? I know I have several times. And at one point in my life, it felt a little hopeless. It seems like there was nothing I could do. I would just be contributing to the problem. You ever felt that way? Well, if you have, today's show is going to give you some ideas and some solutions because now is the time. You know, if you're here on this planet and you're awake and you are ready to make this place a better place, whether it be in environment or in medicine or in business or in relationships or psychology, you know, wherever your area of expertise is, this is the time to do it. It's not tomorrow. It's not the next day. It's to take what you've learned and put it in the world in a greater way. You know, my mentor taught me that he said, go do something that you've never done before. Well, I'm calling on you to go do something you've never done before. That's how we change the world. That's how we grow and evolve. And that's how we step into greatness. So if that's you and you want to make a difference in the world, this show is all about that. I'm going to take a break. I'm going to be back with a very special guest today, and we're going to be discussing just that.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers. This free book reveals little-known secrets about annuity strategies that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. Call right now for your free book. And as a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report, both absolutely free, for calling Annuity General today.
Call 800-510-0470.
If you or a loved one developed ovarian cancer after using baby powder or talcum powder products, call now to see if you qualify for financial compensation. A major manufacturer of baby and talcum powder products has been found liable for $4.7 billion in damages because they knowingly sold products containing cancer-causing asbestos. There may be time deadlines, so don't wait. It costs you nothing if you don't win.
Call 800-555-1212.
If you or someone you love has developed Parkinson's disease after being exposed to Gramoxone or any herbicide containing the deadly chemical Paraquat, you may be entitled to financial compensation. If you developed Parkinson's and worked or lived on a farm that used Paraquat herbicide treatments with Gramoxone, Firestorm, or any listed brand, call now. You may be entitled to financial compensation. There are time deadlines, so don't delay. If you don't win, you pay nothing.
800-771-3380.
Everybody wants cheap airfare, but where do you find it? You call low-cost airlines. They specialize in cheap flights, discount hotel rooms, cheap car rental rates, and with a best price guarantee. If you want the lowest prices on your airline tickets or other travel services, call now. That's right, call. That's the only way to get these rates. Experts are standing by 24/7 to get you the cheapest airfare and hotel rates available. So don't wait. Call now.
Do you listen to the TV on high volume or have trouble hearing conversations? Then you would benefit from hearing aids. Don't waste thousands on expensive hearing aids when you can get Nano's revolutionary technology for just $297. Don't be fooled by higher-priced hearing aids. The CIC Recharge is a true hearing aid, not an amplifier. With rechargeable technology many customers say is superior to more expensive models. Call now and get not one, but two Nano hearing aids for just $297. Plus, we'll add a portable charging case and ship your order absolutely free. The CIC Recharge has a tiny in-the-ear canal design that is nearly invisible. Why keep missing out on important conversations or waste thousands of dollars? Call and get two CIC Recharge hearing aids for only $297 and free shipping.
800-817-7419. Again, that's 800-817-7419.
Well, welcome back, everybody. Today's show is The Courage to Change the World. That's what we're titling it. And my very guest, my very special guest today is Emmanuel Etier. And Emmanuel, welcome to the show. It's so good to have you here.
Hello, everybody. Peace and love to everyone. Welcome.
I love that. I love that. It is peace and love. That's what we're talking about. Well, for those of you that don't know Emmanuel, he is a film producer. He's made some very special documentaries, and he's directed several pictures that I'm aware of, that including the peace documentary, The Invocation, narrated by Sharon Stone and starring Desmond Tutu, the Dalai Lama, and Deepak Chopra. And he's also created a series called The Oneness Collection, Documentaries for Conscious Humanity. The first one is called The Cure, Healing the Mind, Healing the Body. Second one is Healing the Planet. And the third one is We the People, A Re-Evolution of Economics and Politics. His latest documentary is Guns, Bombs, and War, A Love Story. Wow. Okay, you've been busy with consciousness and putting your take on the world so that people can uplift themselves. I got to ask you, because I don't know this story. How'd you get involved in documentaries and uplifting people?
Well, I think we are all little volcanoes. You know, we are constantly boiling within, with a lot of today, as you said, frustration due to, you know, inflation, unemployment, war, division, poverty, homelessness. I mean, opioid crisis, and on and on and on and on. So it's very easy to get depressed. You know, I get it when people want to give up and they don't know how to uplift themselves, because you know, if you look within your soul, and everybody has a beautiful soul, you can be only hurted by what's going on in the world. So it's about finding that strength. And for me, I think I found the strength the day that my firstborn son came to this world. I said, you know, stop whining, stop bitching about your miserable life, you know, and your frustration and your anger, and do something about it. So that's how it started. It's that, to realize that I have to be responsible for myself, but I should be responsible at large for other people, and try to give back what was given to me, you know, the love, the education, a chance of making a living, even so it's not a lot of money, at least enough to have a roof and some food on the plate, which is more than half of the people in this country or in the world can say. So it was about that. It was about realizing now I need to be of service. I'm 56. I started making what I call humanitarian documentaries, so documentaries that have a humanitarian impact, something like 10 years ago, 15 years ago, actually. You know, we're starting like in 2008, 2009, with The Invocation, as you said. You know, basically I ask myself, you know, what is that oneness everybody's talking about, and can it exist, and what does that mean? So I, you know, with a cameraman, I started to just explore the entire planet and go to the Vatican and go to Jerusalem and New Delhi and Dharamshala, where the Dalai Lama lives, and South Africa to meet with Desmond Tutu, and Latin America, everywhere. I went around the world and I was looking for oneness. And it's funny, because you don't need to look for oneness. Oneness is, you know, quantum physics shows us that we are a big assemble of intertwined molecules. But we don't see it. We don't feel it, you know, in spite of this device where, look, I mean, we're all connected. Obviously, we're all one. Today with our iPhone, how can't you see oneness, you know, with social medias, with the news, with the effect of a war in Ukraine affecting everything here in terms of the price of goods. So more than ever, you know, it was for me about realizing I need to be part of the change. You know,
Let me ask you this. And by the way, you know, I want to let everybody, my visual audience, know Emmanuel is sitting in a chair, so he looks like he's in a spaceship flying the moon right now, because we're moving back a lot. Yeah, so you might want to be conscious of that. The oneness, you know, I think why people don't embrace oneness is that they're not really sure how to identify it. It's like, you know, it's almost like a new age concept, but it's not. It's not a new age concept. It's a very science-based concept. So maybe you can help us identify that.
Basically, it's a new word, a new maybe expression for an old philosophical thought, the notion of I am because we are. I am because we are. I am because we are. And it's about that. It's about realizing 8 billion peoples are constantly, at any time, any second, all intertwined molecules connected to each other. So whatever you say, whatever you do, has eventually an impact. It's the butterfly effect, you know. So the idea that when they tell you, oh, every man is an island, wrong. Me, myself, and I, wrong. It's me, myself, and we. You know, we all depend from each other. For example, that show wouldn't happen if I wasn't sitting in my spaceship and you in yours. So I'm connected by this device. So it's about connection. You know, more than ever, I think that century, the challenge of that century, of this decade, is going to be about rebuilding the connection between us, rebuilding that human tissue we need. And God knows we lost it within the last 2 years and a half of this damn pandemic by even more dividing each other, by even more being narcissistically within our own little man or woman cave. So no, you cannot exist on your own. No, existence is a whole. You know, like every scripture said it, God is all and all is God. So that's the notion of oneness. There isn't a definition. There is the fact, the reality that everything is connected. We're connected to the air. Through the air, we're connected to the other. So every molecule is in connection. Everywhere you are, this is the center of the world. But there isn't one specific center. There isn't one specific chosen one. We are all the chosen one. We are all the gods and the goddesses.
Emmanuel, from your point of view, what is the benefits of knowing this oneness or and you know, so first of all, what are the benefits of oneness? And then I'm going to dive into. In fact, actually, I'm going to go. I got to take a quick commercial break. So I'll do the break. We'll come back. Let's talk about the benefits of oneness. And then we're going to go into how do we get to oneness, you know, what were some of the practices and the practicality of it. We'll be right back.
If you or someone you love has developed Parkinson's disease after being exposed to Gramoxone or any herbicide containing the deadly chemical Paraquat, you may be entitled to financial compensation. If you developed Parkinson's and worked or lived on a farm that used Paraquat herbicide treatments with Gramoxone, Firestorm, or any listed brand, call now. You may be entitled to financial compensation. There are time deadlines, so don't delay. If you don't win, you pay nothing.
800-771-3380.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers. This free book reveals little-known secrets about annuity strategies that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. Call right now for your free book. And as a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report, both absolutely free, for calling Annuity General today.
Call 800-510-0470.
Hi, JJ is back because this is important. Do you know if your Medicare Advantage plan benefits are changing this year? Are your costs and co-pays going up? Is your doctor still covered? During the annual enrollment period, you can call to find out all the changes to your coverage. Plus, see if you're eligible for a plan with the benefit that adds money back to your Social Security check every month. AEP has a deadline, so don't delay. Call now.
I called to find a plan with lower copays and more dental coverage.
I called to see if my zip code has a plan with the benefit that adds money back to my Social Security check.
I called to make sure my doctors are still in my plan.
Extra benefits, extra money. Dynamite! AEP has a deadline, so don't delay. Call now.
Call 1-800-957-1821. That's 1-800-957-1821 now.
If you or a loved one developed ovarian cancer after using baby powder or talcum powder products, call now to see if you qualify for financial compensation. a major manufacturer of baby and talcum powder products, has been found liable for $4.7 billion in damages because they knowingly sold products containing cancer-causing asbestos. There may be time deadlines, so don't wait. It costs you nothing if you don't win.
Call 800-555-1212.
I've written a new book. It's called The Courage to Change Everything: Daily Strategies and Wisdom to Unlock Your Genius, Your Soul, and to Transform Your Life. So it's daily strategies. I wrote this specifically because over the years I've noticed in my own life and in the lives of my clients that, listen, a little inspiration doesn't get it. A little wisdom doesn't get it. A little action doesn't get it. It's daily, dripping on the mind, dripping on those actions, taking specific focused actions towards your dreams and setting specific goals, right? Goals help us to transform the little self into the possibilities that we have in each of us. All of us are given dreams, and if you're sitting there and you're not manifesting that dream, it's just a little bit of you is chipping away every day that's not happening until you finally wake up and say, I don't know how I'm going to do this, but I'm going to connect with something greater than myself, my force, my God, my life, my universe, whatever. I don't care what you call it. You tune into that force, and that's what's going to get you to the next level.
Well, welcome back, everybody. This is your host, Ken D. Foster, and I'm talking to Emmanuel Letier, and we're talking about oneness. And so what are some of the benefits of oneness? Why would anybody even want to embrace that concept? I mean, it's, I've got my ego. I'm happy. I've got my car. I've got my house. I've got my job. You know, I've got my pretty girlfriend. I might even have a 2.5 kids in the United States. And, you know, everything's going along. Why would I want to embrace that?
Well, first, when you say, I got this and I've got this, it's an illusion. You've got nothing, actually. And all these things don't come from you. They come from people who build your car. It came from a woman who loves you. It came from friends who shows you as their friend. So it's very naive to think, again, me, myself, and I. It's very naive to say, I. The I doesn't exist. What exists is the we. And within the we, there is plenty of I's, and the I's are connected all with each other. So the benefits of, it's not even about realizing, it's about accepting. It's not even embracing, it's about awakening to that notion that 8 billion of us, we are just one. And two benefits. One is that you don't have that complex of Superman anymore. You can let go of your complex of superiority saying, I all the time. I'm going to solve everything. I'm going to be the savior of the world. No, we're going to be the savior of the world. And the second reason is because we are complementary. We are all geniuses. We all have unique skills. What you do, I cannot do. What I do, you cannot do it. So let's stop trying to always put each other in a state of competition. It should be always a state of partnership, of complementarity. And that's oneness. When you realize that you don't have to be the agent that's going to solve all your problems. As I say, to build a village, it takes a village. It takes a team. You know, so we are a team. So just be a teammate. And your life is much easier when you accept that. Because this way you remove so much pressure within. You know how hard it is for somebody to say, "Oh, I'm gonna be my own man. I'm gonna do it." No, we're gonna do it. Where do you want to put all that on your shoulder, on your burden?
And you know, by the way, there may have been a time for that in our history when, you know, if you were a pioneer crossing the country and you needed to be step up and, you know, do things. But even then, the successful ones collaborated. And what I think we've moved away from. You know, we're coming really out of the me generation, I, which you just talked about. We're moving into the generation of collaboration. And, you know, I tell you a quick story. I was working with the homeless group down in San Diego, and I asked the director of the program. I said, "Tell me why people are homeless. You know, we have such a big homeless issue in the United States, probably around the world." I said, why do people go homeless? I said, you know, most of the time, you know, I thought you'd give me the answer everybody gave, which is drugs and alcohol, mental illness, and, you know, that type of thing. But she said, most people are homeless because they've lost their connection to family, to friends, to their church, to their community, to each other. They've lost their connection. And I thought, you know, in a sense, a lot of us are homeless. We think we have homes, but we're disenfranchised because we're not connected to each other, yeah, because we're not connected to ourselves. That's what I get.
It's the illusion again that you're self-dependent. You are never self-dependent. Look, I'm self-employed. What does that mean? That's a bullshit name. I'm not self-employed. I depend on all my clients, of all my customers. So yeah, that notion of me, myself, and I, we really have to give it up. That doesn't mean you give up yourself. You can say me, myself, and we. And that's it. Problem solved. So just, it's an articulation. It's a, again, it's a connection of the I subject with the we subject. Me, myself, and we. And by the way, that's the title of a book I'm writing now, which is based on 15 years really exploring human relationship and how we need to rebuild that. Because indeed, there is no reason for homelessness. There is no reason for poverty. But because we are not realizing we are so important to each other. Imagine all these people were homeless. If they could have a roof, a job, well, they would be agent of change themselves. They would contribute with taxes to the betterment of society. They would contribute as teachers, as firemen. They could be of service. So, yeah, I mean, the drug aspect, the mental aspect, that needs to be addressed, and we need to put more money where it's needed, in education, in hospitals, in roads, in structures. But at the same time, we need to dare to rebuild the connection between all of us. And that includes the people we let drift away from us. And we are trying to hide under the carpet and always push them away. Now, sooner or later, you know, sadly, poverty multiplied much faster, at much faster rate than richness. You know, even so today, the people who are propagandists and trying to say, oh, everything is great, economy is growing, there's never been as many millionaires and billionaires. True, but this is a minority. This is still one person, but there's never been that much poverty. You know, out of 8 billion people, how many billionaires? How many millionaires? A handful, but poor people, real poor people, people living that not even with $100 a month.
Well, so let me ask you, you know, with oneness, so shall we take from the rich and give to the poor?
No, that's the argument.
See, that's the fear-based thinking. You know, if I have it, you're going to come and take it from me. That's the old thinking.
So look, today is a good day for action because it's a day where we vote. Okay, it's a day where people are more divided than ever, and they're going to say, "Oh, I want to do like the Republican, lower all the taxes," and then Democrats and especially people like Cortez and others, you know, say, "Oh, let's take everything from the rich." It's dumb. Yeah. Hey, stop thinking in terms of taking from other, conquering, and being superior to other. Again, it's partnership. So the way to address the issue, two steps. First, remove all taxes for everybody. Zero taxes, whether you make $20,000 a year or you make billions. I don't give a damn. Zero taxes. Remove that burden from your head, that fear. Remove taxes also from property taxes. We don't need that. And the reason why we don't need that is because at least 50 to 60% when the economy works fairly well, and it doesn't right now. So what I'm going to say, it works only in pre-COVID times, but now we are like really in chaos. But the bulk of the money for the government comes from sales taxes. So you don't touch the level of sales taxes, but you want people to consume more. Consuming more doesn't mean more. Consuming can be better. You buy a book, you buy a trip, you take out your wife for a nice dinner. That's consuming. So it's not about buying 10 cars. And, you know, again, you know, when I say that, people from the left wing say, you're a capitalist and you want us to get 10 houses. No. And by the way, it's not bad because if you have 10 cars and 10 houses, that means you hire people to build that. So that creates jobs. So that's where I'm coming from, is by removing the tax system, you liberate the economy. And it's not liberalism, it's free. It's a big difference. That means you create an ecosystem where the taxpayer have a little more money in his pocket And by instinct, when you have a bit more money, you want to celebrate. So you're going to spend more. By spending more, you create a demand for more product. If you create a demand for more product, this product needs to be created. Therefore, you create distribution, production, therefore, employment. And so that's how you create jobs, by freeing the economy. That's one side. The second side is obviously the people who make super profit, oil company, IT company, Apple or whatever. Instead of threatening them and chasing them, you say, hey, guys, you know, I'm very sad for you. Why, Emmanuel? I say, well, you're just a billionaire. You could be a trillionaire by now. I'm like, Emmanuel, you're an idiot. You have barely $1,000 on your account. I'm like, yeah, I'm an idiot, but I'm smarter than you. And the reason is the following. I realize that my richness depends on people who consume, people who buy my movies. That's how I survive. Therefore, for you, it's the same. You're Apple. You want more people to buy your damn goods. Well, they have no more money. And sometimes they have no more money because they don't have the proper education. As you say, maybe there is a problem of drug, of mental sickness. So I want you, with your extra money, to understand that you need to care for your future customer. We are in an age where we need to protect people, and it doesn't mean you give them hard cash. It means that you build hospital, you take care of the road, you give more funding for school, public school. You know, I'm tired of rich people by pretension giving $1 million for UCSB or UCLA and having their own tower. No. That's disgusting. Go found Santa Monica College, okay? Public college. So well, listen, it's about talking to the rich.
Yeah, I love this. And I got
to
take a break.
It's about talking to the rich and make them realize they are responsible for the future of humanity, which means their own future. Because if you don't take care, you rich people, of what is already eroding and falling into chaos, sooner or later, we will all have to live like in Africa or most country in Latin America, which means a society in permanent civil war, in permanent fear, in permanent chaos. And sooner or later, you rich people will lose everything because people will march on your mansion, will march on your companies.
Emmanuel, so, I got to go to a break here. Please. When we come back, though, I'd like to further this discussion. I want to talk about your latest documentary and take a little dive into that and how that can there's a piece here we're missing, because you were talking about actions. That's awesome. But I think there's a mindset that has to shift before we can get to that place. So we'll be right back. You know, and from my heart to yours, I pray that you will continue to see the unseeable and be able to know the unknowable and be able to do the impossible in your own life. That's my wish and my hope for you. Until next time. Welcome, everybody. This is Ken D. Foster. I want to welcome you to the Voices of Courage show today. You know, most people are not satisfied with the way the world is today. There's differences, there's conflicts, there's unhealthy competition, there's winning is everything, there's a lot of divisiveness in the world. You know, profit for profit's sake. I can go on and on here, right? There's, you know, there's poverty, wars, starvation. There's a lot of things happening in the world. But what can you do? What can you do to make a difference? to really make a difference? Haven't you asked yourself that question? I know I have several times. And at one point in my life, it felt a little hopeless. It seems like there was nothing I could do. I would just be contributing to the problem. You ever felt that way? Well, if you have, today's show is going to give you some ideas and some solutions, because now is the time. You know, if you're here on this planet and you're awake and you are ready to make this place a better place, whether it be in environment or in medicine or in business or in relationships or psychology, you know, wherever your area of expertise is, this is the time to do it. It's not tomorrow. It's not the next day. It's to take what you've learned and put it in the world in a greater way. You know, my mentor taught me that he said, go do something that you've never done before. Well, I'm calling on you to go do something you've never done before. That's how we change the world. That's how we grow and evolve. And that's how we step into greatness. So if that's you and you want to make a difference in the world, this show is all about that. I'm going to take a break. I'm going to be back with a very special guest today. And we're going to be discussing just that.
If you or someone you love has developed Parkinson's disease after being exposed to Gramoxone or any herbicide containing the deadly chemical Paraquat, you may be entitled to financial compensation. If you developed Parkinson's and worked or lived on a farm that used Paraquat herbicide treatments with Gramoxone, Firestorm, or any listed brand, call now. You may be entitled to financial compensation. There are time deadlines, so don't delay. If you don't win, you pay nothing.
800-771-3380.
Do you listen to the TV on high volume or have trouble hearing conversations? Then you would benefit from hearing aids. Don't waste thousands on expensive hearing aids when you can get Nano's revolutionary technology for just $297. Don't be fooled by higher priced hearing aids. The CIC Recharge is a true hearing aid, not an amplifier. With rechargeable technology, many customers say is superior to more expensive models. Call now and get not one, but two Nano hearing aids for just $297. Plus, we'll add a portable charging case and ship your order absolutely free. The CIC Recharge has a tiny in-the-ear canal design that is nearly invisible. Why keep missing out on important conversations or waste thousands of dollars? Call and get two CIC Recharge hearing aids for only $297 and free shipping.
800-817-7419. Again, that's 800-817-7419.
Hi, JJ is back because this is important. Do you know if your Medicare Advantage plan benefits are changing this year? Are your costs and copays going up? Is your doctor still covered? During the annual enrollment period, you can call to find out all the changes to your coverage. Plus, see if you're eligible for a plan with the benefit that adds money back to your Social Security check every month. AEP has a deadline, so don't delay. Call now.
I called to find a plan with lower copays and more dental coverage.
I called to see if my zip code has a plan with the benefit that adds money back to my Social Security check.
I called to make sure my doctors are still in my plan.
Extra benefits, extra money. Dynamite! AEP has a deadline, so don't delay. Call now.
Call 1-800-957-1821. That's 1-800-957-1821 now.
CBD, you've heard about it. It's helping people relieve chronic pain, improve sleep, and reduce stress. But how do you find science-based products that feel right for you? Feel Good Hemp was started after the founders used CBD oil to help their dad heal from a three-month-to-live diagnosis. They deliver all-natural, lab-tested, high-quality products at affordable prices. So visit feelgoodhemp.org/courage and be sure to use coupon code COURAGE25 to get 25% off your first order. Well, welcome back, everybody. This is Kendi Foster. We're talking about the courage to change the world, and I'm going to be right back with my guest in a minute. I did want to give a shout out to a couple of our amazing networks that we're on. We're on a new network called Pizzazz. They're nationwide, so look for them. We're also on E360 TV. We're on, what's the other one? Flix TV is brand new. Flix has just changed their name I just missed it. Well, we'll have to look at that for next week. But I want you to check them out. They're doing great work. Also, UK Health Radio in the United Kingdom there, they just picked up another 185 million potential customers. So that's cool. They're an amazing radio station there in UK. And you can watch all of this on voicesofcourage.us or tell Alexa, Cortana, or Siri to play Voices of Courage podcast. It'll come right up for you. All righty, back to my guest, because this is a fascinating subject. We're talking about oneness and the courage to change the world. Emmanuel, dear. All right, let's talk a little bit about your new documentary that's out there. It's Guns, Bombs, and War. I love the title. How'd you come up with that title, first of all?
Well, that's the irony of the world. Look, we are all victims of guns, bombs, and war. Yeah. And at the same time, we are so much in love with each other and with ourselves, obviously. So it's the irony. It's that double-sided coin. And I was curious to try to figure out where does it come from. And you were talking about, we need to take a shift of mind. And I think you're right. You know, it's we need to really become spiritual capitalist, spiritual warrior. And yeah. You know, spirit comes from espiritu, which means the breath. And if you look at it, we've been savage warriors, savage capitalists, and we exhausted, we stole the breath from each other. So now it's a time to give to each other a new breath, oxygen. And that's why I say we need to be spiritual capitalists. Capitalists because, yeah, I mean, whether it's money or share or whatever, or fair trade, I wash your car, you bake a cake for me. It doesn't matter. We are physical creatures, so we have to deal with the physicality of our relationship. But at the same time, we need to be much more caring, compassionate, uplifting. Therefore, we need to give breath, and that comes to effect even more in a new movie I'm going to finish by next spring, which is called H2O, the Intelligence of Water. And there is nothing more full of oxygen, of breath, of air than water. And so that's why I was interested to explore that, the relationship between water and our mind and our body and the planet and how it's all connected. You know,
well, it's all connected. Before he passed, Emmanuel Amoto, I was blessed to interview him in Hawaii and with an interpreter on one of my shows. In fact, we need to replay that show. It's just a brilliant show because this man, his research was discredited by by the scientific community when he was alive, but now it has come to fruition that his work was actually 100% relevant and reacted scientifically based. And it's a great book by one of my guests, Lynn McTaggart, who wrote The Power of Eight, and Emmanuel Amoto's work, the documentation of his work is in there. So I'm so glad you're bringing the power of water out. We know nothing about water. It's like we know so little about water, and so it's amazing. After I interviewed him, I'd realized, oh, I know nothing about this.
Actually, Dr. Emoto, before he passed away, like you, I had the chance to meet him. I went all the way to Japan, to Tokyo, to interview him for the first movie about truly oneness, which is called The Invocation. And it's really a study about the notion of God in the large sense of the world. And so I met with him, amazing man, and there are echoes of his work in the new documentary because we interviewed some of his followers or some of the new people that are working with his studies. But we've got also people like Dr. Joseph Pollack who are following, you know, what he was just scratching the surface of. Yeah. So I think it's going to be a very interesting movie on top of the other one I already did.
Yeah, and from my listening audience that doesn't know a little bit about Emmanuel Amoto, he's famous for being able to photograph ice crystals.
Yep.
And when the resonance of the ice crystal was high and in a pure form, in a high resonance, the crystals were perfect. But if you put it around, let's say, a cell phone, and then you took another picture of that ice crystal, it would deteriorate. And it would be completely a different form as a result of the environment that it was put into. And, of course, you know, that applies to us, too. If you're in, for most people, unless you've really raised your consciousness to a point where you can be in any environment and not be impacted, most people don't have that ability. And so our environments impact us. I want to see that film. I want to see your film. Where do I get your film, by the way?
Well, as we all know, you were one of the brilliant mind that just produced the global.
Yeah, the Global Oneness Summit.
My son was calling from the UK. I will call him.
Oh, okay.
Sorry for that. So as I was saying, you created the Global Oneness Summit with Humanity's team. And Humanity's team has a great VOD platform. All of my movies are there. So I really invite people to join the service, the video on demand service of Humanity's team. And if not, all my movies can be found on iTunes, on Amazon, on multiple Xbox, on Vimeo. But go on Humanity's teams because I really support all of your work, guys.
Yeah, and like you said, we just completed that the 13th year of doing summits there. I was fortunate and blessed to be a co-producer there. They tell me we had about 500,000 views so far.
Wow.
On that. So we're doing some really cool things there, and there's a lot of conscious teachers. But I'm so glad you let people know that, yeah, if you know, it's such a good program, the Humanities team. And I'm going to give you a little shout-out out there, guys. Because you've done such a wonderful job of getting the most conscious teachers in the world to go on this platform. And one is Emmanuel Etier with his movies there. So I hope you'll go there, join Humanity's team. You can Google it, Humanity's team, and join them and get Emmanuel's movies there. That'd be amazing.
I've got five movies on this platform: The Invocation, which is an exploration of the notion of God; Femme, which is really about rebalancing the feminine and the masculine in this planet. The third one is called The Cure, healing the mind, healing the body, healing the planet. The fourth one is called We the People, a re-evolution of economics and politics. And then the fifth one is Guns, Bombs, and War, a love story. And Taology is really the Oneness Collection. That is the Oneness Collection, all of these five films.
Okay. Well, believe it or not, I got to take another quick break. But when we come back, I want to take a little deeper dive into healing the mind and what does that really entail. So we'll be right back.
If you or someone you love has developed Parkinson's disease after being exposed to Gramoxone or any herbicide containing the deadly chemical Paraquat, you may be entitled to financial compensation. If you developed Parkinson's and worked or lived on a farm that used Paraquat herbicide treatments with Gramoxone, Firestorm, or any listed brand, call now. You may be entitled to financial compensation. There are time deadlines, so don't delay. If you don't win, you pay nothing. 800-771-3380. If you or someone you love has developed Parkinson's disease after being exposed to Gramoxone or any herbicide containing the deadly chemical Paraquat, you may be entitled to financial compensation. If you developed Parkinson's and worked or lived on a farm that used Paraquat herbicide treatments with Gramoxone, Firestorm, or any listed brand, call now. You may be entitled to financial compensation. There are time deadlines, so don't delay. If you don't win, you pay nothing. 800-771-3380.
Hi, JJ is back because this is important. Do you know if your Medicare Advantage plan benefits are changing this year? Are your costs and copays going up? Is your doctor still covered? During the annual enrollment period, you can call to find out all the changes to your coverage. Plus, see if you're eligible for a plan with the benefit that adds money back to your Social Security check every month. AEP has a deadline, so don't delay. Call now.
I called to find a plan with lower copays and more dental coverage.
I called to see if my zip code has a plan with the benefit that adds money back to my Social Security check.
I called to make sure my doctors are still in my plan.
Extra benefits, extra money. Dynamite! AEP has a deadline, so don't delay. Call now.
Call 1-800-957-1821. That's 1-800-957-1821 now.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers. This free book reveals little-known secrets about annuity strategies that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. Call right now for your free book. And as a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report, both absolutely free, for calling Annuity General today.
Call 800-510-0470.
Well, welcome back, everybody. This is your host, Ken D. Foster. We're talking about the courage to change the world. Change your world and change our world. Because if you change your world, you change who you are, you will start to change the world at large. And one of the ways we do that is through thinking differently, to being able to understand that we're not really the mind, quote unquote. We're not really the body. And we're something greater than that. And being able to get separation between the mind and body so that we can start to use those, use them more as a tool than something we just, the I part of that. So, all right, mind-body medicine, mind-body healing. How, you know, what, you made the movie about it. What's the bottom line? How the heck do we do this?
It's one sentence. I think, therefore I am. Everybody know that. Therefore, I do. So it's actually, again, connecting the dot, realizing that you are a mind within a body, within an environment. And the environment is not only the clean air that you're in or the forest or the city, but it's also the human environment. So it's constantly about reconnecting with yourself and the others at the same time. And that's where the trick is, because a lot of people always preach you, oh, just go and work on yourself. Yeah, putting even extra guilt. Well, if you have all these problems, it's because you're not doing the work. You're not doing the work. I'm tired of that. It's not about I doing the work only. It's about we doing the work. So you're not going to solve your problem all by yourself. You're going to start solving them because you address them. You get out of the denial zone and you say, okay, I'm crazy. I'm an alcoholic. I'm lazy. Whatever you think you have a problem with, great. It starts with you. But then it starts with the other and entering into a conversation and a communication and expressing your feeling and saying, listen, you know, I know I've got a problem. That's already a big step for me. I'm telling you, but can you help? And yes, we can. Yes, we can. All together, we can heal each other. There isn't one Messiah. We are all the Messiah of each other. We are all the healer of each other. And by the way, it's not a little Emmanuel saying that. If you have a really deep conversation with people like Deepak Chopra, Michael Beckwith, the Dalai Lama, all these great people I had the honor to listen to and to be inspired by, they will always tell you that. They will always tell you, don't come to me to be safe. Come to me to receive some information, to receive a sense of guidance. But then you have to do the work and you have to do it collectively. So again, as we said from the beginning of that show, it's about me, myself, and I. We think, therefore we are, therefore let's do it now, people.
Well, there's some real benefits in doing it collectively. I know that several years ago now, I shifted how I teach workshops and how I work with individuals in that workshop. And, you know, I used to take on the burden of, you know, trying to shift everybody. And it's like, this doesn't work. I was feeling very heavy. So what we now do is we hold intention for each of us. You know, we all collectively work together. And guess what? Results are like probably tenfold different. You know, the miracles, the quote magic, the miracles, the synchronicity, the joy, the happiness, it all starts to show up in a collective environment. Yes, it's. I bet you you haven't made one movie all by yourself.
Of course not. Even books are not written by one person. Do you think the Bible was written by Jesus Christ?
Right. No. It's many people.
Yeah, and many editions and many rewriting. And it's the same with book. It's the same with movie. It's the same with that show that can be edited and all the silly part of me, myself, and I removed. Of course, you know, again, you know, we are not an island. So stop thinking like that. You know, the islands don't exist. Even islands are connected by masses of water. So an island is an illusion. There are no island. That word can be removed from your vocabulary. It doesn't exist.
Well, you know, it seems that there's one key factor here because, you know, I think of all my teachers, right? So I had a teacher, now I teach, right? But we're all connected. There's this lineage of connection. And there's not one teacher. There's many, many teachers. And I'm connected to them. They're connected to me, right? We're all connected to each other. But I know as an entrepreneur, you know, in the beginning, you know, I did a lot of things myself. And I have to say, that was the hardest time of my life as an entrepreneur, is doing it all myself and trying to learn everything. As soon as I figured out, here's the strengths that I have. Let me find out who has these other strengths. Let's come together and work together. Let's uplift each other. Everything changed. My businesses boomed. Profits boomed. Life got better. You know, it's very practical, this oneness thinking. That's my point.
Yeah, and the reason why it's difficult to make the first step, whether it's by yourself creating a business or joining another company, is the fear factor. You know, we are raised in an environment that puts so much fear in our mind, so much limitation. So we don't dare doing anything at the end. We're just so passive. We're like potatoes on the couch, watching TV, and that has to stop. It's like, stop being scared. There is nothing you're gonna lose. Just on the contrary, you're gonna lose everything by not trying. Worst case, you can say I have failed. Well, that's more than what most people can say. You know, like, I've failed many times in my life, but at least I've tried. Yeah. You know, who can say that? So many people don't even try anything. They don't even try dating anymore. You know, they hide themselves behind their Tinder apps or whatever, or worse, porn site or whatever. You know, it's horrible. People are so scared of each other and therefore themselves.
Let me ask you this, and then, of course, I got to take my one last break here. But when we come back, I want to ask you, how has failure served you?
If you or someone you love has developed Parkinson's disease after being exposed to Gramoxone or any herbicide containing the deadly chemical Paraquat, you may be entitled to financial compensation. If you developed Parkinson's and worked or lived on a farm that used Paraquat herbicide treatments with Gramoxone, Firestorm, or any listed brand, call now. You may be entitled to financial compensation. There are time deadlines, so don't delay. If you don't win, you pay nothing.
800-771-3380.
Are you feeling stuck or in a holding pattern with your business or life, and you're not doing the things you want or love? Then at some point, you're going to be faced with a decision. You'll either choose to keep living in your comfort zone and risk a life of mediocrity, or increase your courage, step into your power, and forge into the unknown, where everything new becomes possible. If you're truly ready to live masterfully, then you need Ken D. Foster's newest book, The Courage to Change Everything, Strategies and Wisdom to Transform Your Life One Day at a Time. This powerful but simple guide provides you with 365 days of life-transforming wisdom, profound questions, and action steps that will increase your strength and open the doors to success. Stop wondering why your business or life isn't working. The answers are available now. Imagine if you had more courage or another chance to start following your dreams. To pick up your copy of The Courage to Change Everything, visit thecouragetochangeeverything.com. That's thecouragetochangeeverything.com.
Well, welcome back, everybody. This is the Courage to Change Everything. It's Courage to Not Change Everything, Courage to Change the World. So I'm glad you're here. I'm speaking with Emmanuel Etier. Emmanuel, can you hear me okay? Are we still? Yeah, there we go. No, he can't hear me. Okay. All righty. Well, we're just about wrapping up here. So I think what I'm going to do is I'll put you in the green room for a minute, and then we're going to wrap up the show because we're about done here. So everybody, I'd like to just thank you for tuning in today. And this is an important topic. How can you bring oneness to your community and start thinking about how oneness plays an important part of who you are? So as we mentioned, you know, we're letting go of the I, me, mine thinking, and we're tuning into the oneness thinking. What I do impacts you. What you do impacts me. You know, when we're of service to one another in that state of mind, we start to uplift each other. It's actually helps us to tune into what I would call the quantum fields, right? Well, why is that? Because oneness comes from a place of truth. It's not something that's being made up. There's a truth. We are all one. We all come from the same source. We are actually destined to go back to that same source. So my destiny and your destiny is the same. How cool is that? You know, and we will all get there eventually. You know, some sooner or later. There's no like have to's or musts or shoulds to do this. What it is, it's allowing yourself to start to tune in to greater realms of consciousness within your own self. So I hope you can start to really think about this and apply the practical principles that we're talking about here in your life. And maybe as a favor to all of us, favor to yourself, maybe you let somebody know about this show and let somebody know, as we talked about the humanities team, right, where we just finished the summit. That summit's going to be there for many months. So you can go back time and time and time again to see the Global Oneness Summit featured or brought to us by Humanities Team, and listen to some of the speakers that are talking about oneness and what it's all about. I think if you do, you'll be feeling a lot more fulfilled in your life and you'll be uplifted. So I hope you'll do that. I hope you'll check it out. You know, and from my heart to yours, I pray that you will continue to see the unseeable and be able to know the unknowable and be able to do the impossible in your own life. That's my wish and my hope for you. Until next time.